You're listening to WBEV. It's a Saturday morning party line, and I'm very pleased to have joining me on the phone this morning from UW Green Bay, the professor in biology in the National and Applied Sciences Department, Michael Draney. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Good to be here.
I wanted to just thank you. I invite a lot of people to come on the radio, and I reached out to you, and I remember your answer was, sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
Always happy to talk to people about bugs, that's for sure.
That's great. A little bit of background. Did you want to be a scientist and fall into the bug department, or did you decide, I love these insects, and decide to brush up on biology and your math skills? Tell me a little bit about how you got where you are.
I think a lot of my, I've always been interested in science and nature, but I'm really nearsighted. And so I was always a terrible, for example, birder. And I have like magnified vision when I take my glasses off. So when I was a kid, I always played with insects. I kind of went away from them as an undergraduate because I thought plants were more important. But when I got to graduate school, I realized that, insects and arthropods are super important. And so I've been studying them ever since.
Are arthropods spiders?
Yeah, arthropods is a big group that includes insects and their relatives, as well as the arachnids and spiders. So all of those different animals that have an exoskeleton and a lot of legs are arthropods.
For our listeners, my understanding is you're kind of you're most involved in the business of spiders, but I've asked you to come on and talk about cicadas, ticks, and mosquitoes, so I appreciate you being open. We'll maybe get to some spiders at the end of the show as well.
Yeah, sure. I'm kind of the only entomologist at UW Green Bay, and so, yeah, I definitely talk to people about all of the different creepy crawlies, as it were.
I personally want to talk to you about mosquitoes, but this is cicada year, so I guess I shouldn't bury the lead. A real quick story. I got to the radio station in Portage in the late 70s, and I remember the boss saying, oh yeah, we're going to be inundated by these bugs in a couple of days, and I went, sure. And sure enough, 2 days later, the bridge over the Wisconsin River was covered by cicadas. So I was expecting cicadas this year. Where are the cicadas this year, Mike?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. I mean, up here in Green Bay, we're too far north for the periodical cicada, so we're not going to get them. But farther south, I guess it all depends on how big the population was, 17 years ago. There's 17-year cicadas, and it may have just been a little bit of a disappointing population. You know, there's kind of a lot of things that are causing insects to decline, among them habitat loss and use of insecticides, and those can all affect cicada populations in your area. So maybe you just had a disappointing population.
Well, I haven't seen them. Tell me, are cicadas coming out the way we expected them somewhere here in Wisconsin? Is it a regional thing here in our state? Are cicadas inundating Illinois and I'm just missing? Tell me what is happening with cicadas this year.
Yeah. So first of all, I want to make clear that, there's cicadas and then there's the periodical cicadas, right? So there's about 3,000 species of cicadas on the planet, but only 30 of them or so are periodical cicadas that come out every 13 or 17 years. Most cicadas basically come out every year or maybe every 2 years. So they're very special cicadas. And the 17-year cicada occurs in southern Wisconsin and down farther south. The 13-year cicada it starts in central Illinois and farther south, so we don't even have those. And this was a special year for entomologists because a brood or population of 13-year cicadas and a brood or population of 17-year cicadas, they were both going to emerge on this same year, which only happens once every 200-some years when the 13s and 17s, correspond. So the last time this happened was back in, I think it was 1805 or something like that. So people were excited about that. But you have to go down to central Illinois to find both broods coming out in the same place. So it was sort of something that happens, every several years, every 17 years here in southern Wisconsin.
Have they seen a lot of these periodic cicadas down in Illinois?
Oh, yes, yes. In places, they were just as amazing as you described, you know, covering trees, and that, you know, their little exuvia or shells of the babies, when they emerge onto a tree trunk, they can pile up around tree trunks. They all are calling to bring each other together to mate, and this sound sounds like the UFO mothership on ET or something. It's or on Close Encounters, really strange noise that can be quite loud and can be quite annoying if you live near them, at least for a few weeks. They're gone now, by the way. The periodical cicadas are now, the adults are all gone starting around, say, mid-July or so. So by the time you get to August, they're really pretty much gone.
So was I mistaken, or was there actually a smaller than expected brood of cicadas here in the state of Wisconsin this year?
Yeah, I talked to some other people that seem to be disappointed, too. And so, you know, one of the things that I talk about a lot is that there's nobody really collecting this data of how many cicadas, what the size of the cicada population is. And so it really, we're relying on people's reports and people's memories of what the cicadas used to be 17 years ago. And so it's all pretty uncertain. We're not really quite sure what's going on, but it is certainly possible that there have been declines in some cicada populations due to pesticides and other things that cause insects to decline worldwide.
Again, you're listening to WBEV's Party Line program. My guest by phone from the Natural and Applied Sciences Department at UW Green Bay is Michael Draney. We're talking about bugs and such things today. Mike, I want to tell you specifically the story which inspired me to reach out and ask you to come on the air with me. I do a lot of hiking. I canoe. I'm outside a lot. And I've been thankful that it seems like mosquitoes have virtually disappeared from my existence. But I was down in Spring Green about 3 weeks ago, and I tried to go out for a short hike with a friend and was swarmed just the way I remember mosquito populations in Wisconsin are. So I have no idea why Spring Green that day was like a time tunnel back to the worst mosquito days of my Wisconsin memory. But in general, where are the mosquitoes?
Yeah, it's complicated because there are so many different species of mosquitoes. There's over 50 species of mosquitoes that live in Wisconsin. They don't all bite humans, but, you know, dozens of species bite humans. And they all have different habitats and biologies. So that's one of the things that makes it really complicated. But they all have to have some source of water in order to reproduce. Some of them reproduce in permanent water, but for the most part they don't, because fish will eat them. So they mostly need to have basically fishless water. Some of them live in wetlands, and so if you go into a wetland, you tend to find mosquitoes. But then there are also species that live in little bodies of water that collect in tree hollows or flower pots, little temporary ponds and pools, and those are really respond to rainfall events. So, you know, a little while after a rainfall, maybe 10, 14 days after a rainfall, you get a lot of mosquitoes. So it's very complicated to predict it, and it certainly is very local. But, yeah, you can still get a lot of mosquitoes if you go to the right place in Wisconsin.
I walk in the... in fact, I run around a pond in Wisconsin at dawn, and I would expect I'm going to get eaten alive if I was doing this, say, 5 years ago. I'm not complaining that I'm not being swarmed by mosquitoes, but yeah. Are you hearing this? Am I unique that maybe my blood has changed and they're just not swarming me, or have mosquitoes... For me, they virtually disappeared.
Well, yeah, that's a great question. There's no question that the last several years in Wisconsin were very wet, at least in northeast Wisconsin, and I think down in Madison as well. Very wet,
yes.
Very high water, and those are going to be big mosquito years. And it's not really that wet this year, and so that might be what you're noticing. I certainly haven't heard about any kind of regional-wide decline, but the thing about mosquitoes that's different from a lot of other insects is that they are really capable of responding very rapidly when conditions are good, and they also can, their populations can plummet when conditions are bad. They're fairly fragile insects, and they rely on their ability to reproduce very rapidly to survive. And so when the conditions are great, their populations can increase by hundreds of times. And then when the populations are bad, you have a early frost in the fall, you know, 99.9% of them can suddenly be gone. So that makes it very difficult to predict how many mosquitoes you're going to get at any one place or time. It depends on the weather currently. It also depends on the weather in the last month or so. And then the weather last winter was important because how many of them survived is partly dependent on that. So there's all of these different things going on. And again, there's no agency that tracks this data to try to make predictions. And so it's kind of like predicting the weather 150 years ago. You just go outside and see how many mosquitoes there are, and that's how you know.
Again, I'm speaking with Mike Draney. He's a biology professor in the Natural and Applied Sciences Department at UW Green Bay. And Mike, I'm feeling like I'm beating you up on this subject, but one of the great things that I love about this program is I'm walking down the street and I think of a subject and I get to call someone like you up and say, I'm going to ask you my questions. So here is my last question about mosquitoes. No one else is coming to the entomologists at UW Green Bay saying there are no mosquitoes in my life. This is really just me feeling this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, you know, we live a long way away from each other, and a lot of it has to do with, again, where you go, and okay, a lot of it has to do with the weather conditions and the climate conditions in the last year. So very difficult to compare our two experiences.
Okay, but again, you're not hearing a lot of people saying, where are the mosquitoes? Is that true? I'm kind of having somewhat of a out-of-body experience here.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, I certainly remember much worse mosquito years, but I went out and did some field work 2 weeks ago, and I was at a place called Point Sauble, which is on the Bay of Green Bay, a little sandy point on the Bay of Green Bay. And we were absolutely attacked by mosquitoes.
Okay.
So they are certainly not, I'm not worried about them. I guess I'll put that. I'm not worried about their existence. Everyone should worry a little bit about mosquitoes, obviously, because not only can they be annoying, but there are diseases that can be transmitted to you by getting bitten by mosquitoes.
Okay, well, now you're going to have me worrying about I'm going to run into mosquitoes again. I thought I was done with them. I need to take a quick break. I'm speaking with Mike Draney. He is a biology professor at UW Green Bay. He's an entomologist, and we've touched on the subjects of cicadas. We've mentioned mosquitoes. We've got ticks and spiders. And if there's a question about such creatures that you'd like me to pose to Professor Draney, you can text it to me right now, 920-887-8879595. And again, after these messages, we'll be back with Mike Draney on Party Line. This is WBEV, the radio interview program called Party Line. Features Mike Draney. He's from the Natural and Applied Sciences Department at UW Green Bay, and we're talking about bugs. If you have a question you'd like me to pose to Mike, please text it to me right now, 920-887-9595. Mike, I was reading an article that UW Green Bay had published that you were prominently noted in and quoted in, and you were talking about mosquitoes this year, but also about ticks. Talk about diseases that are borne by little insects. What about ticks these days here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, first I want to clarify, ticks are not insects. They're actually arachnids, which is the same group that spiders are in.
Okay.
So a little bit different. They have they don't have jaws to chew their food, and so they're liquid feeders. And that's, of course, the problem. Their liquid that they feed on is our blood. So So, yeah, what was the question? Is about the
how tick. Do ticks like wet? We've had wet weather this year. What's the tick population? Is it particularly significant this year? Do you have any sense about how we should be worrying about ticks this year?
I don't have a good sense of that either, Bob. My experience this year, but it's been pretty limited, is there's not a huge population of ticks out there. But the thing about ticks is they are, unlike mosquitoes, they are super tough. Even the immatures are very tough, and they're going to survive wet weather, dry weather, hot weather, cold weather. They're going to survive all of that. What they need to survive, though, is their host, their mammalian host. Since they can't fly like mosquitoes, they rely on big populations of the mammals to be able to complete their life cycle. And so people think about the deer, and yes, the deer are important, and there's always a lot of deer in Wisconsin, but these deer ticks, they actually depend more on rodents to complete their life cycle. The little babies need rodents. And so it's the population of mice in the area that has the biggest impact on how many ticks there are. And that, of course, is dependent on weather and a lot of other things. So it's also very complicated and hard to predict.
I knew somewhere along the line I was going to misspeak when it comes to insects and bugs or creepy or fly things. So I appreciate the correction on the ticks. Your area of expertise, and I was hoping we could get to it. You gave me a few topics about spiders that you're looking into. Why don't you highlight a couple of the projects you're involved in or some of the work you're doing? Because spiders are somewhat in all of our lives as well. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes. Talk a little bit about the work you do with spiders.
Yeah, well, when people think about spiders, they mostly think about the spiders in their houses, and you know, they might be worried about spiders biting them. But for me, I think of spiders as one of the most important groups of predators in natural environments. So I'm mostly studying spiders in forests and fields and wetlands in Wisconsin. I also study them in Central America and Panama. But my students and I are really interested in what causes there to be a lot of species versus a few species in different areas. So that's something that we generally do. Right now we're studying a very special spider that only lives on the trunks of trees, actually in the lower trunks, basically where down lower 2 meters or so of the tree trunk where we are, is the only place that the adults can be found. And so that's a very, very specialized habitat, and it makes them easy to find and easy to study. So we're trying to figure out what trees they like to live on, what habitats, what different kinds of forests, for example, they seem to like. And it seems that this spider is sort of an indicator of good quality habitat for forest. That is, if the forest is really young, if it's really sick, diseased, you're not going to find as many of these spiders. So we're kind of interested in using this spider as kind of an indicator of forest health.
So when we... I guess I'm not a Buddhist, and I don't feel especially crushed if I happen to step on an ant when I'm walking down the sidewalk. But if we're swatting mosquitoes, we're probably doing humanity's work. We should let the spiders live, though. Is that correct?
Yeah. Spiders in Wisconsin range from harmless to very helpful to us, right? Their main food is insects, and around the world, the amount of insects that spiders eat outweighs the human population. So they eat, something like 93 million tons of insects every year, and that weighs more than all the people in the world. So their ecological impact is really profound, and what they basically do is keep down insect populations. And so that would include mosquitoes. It would include a lot of agricultural pests and all sorts of insects that bother us. So I always tell people, tolerate the spiders in your house. You might not even like the spiders in your house, but that spider, in order to complete its life cycle, has to eat something like 40 insects. So you're going to see a lot fewer insects in your house if you tolerate a few spiders.
Well, I'm not a dog person. I'm not a cat person. But, Mike, you're talking me into being a spider person, which is good. Personal growth is always a great thing. Let me wind up. We've got about a minute or so. Could you talk about... insects, arachnids, the flying and the creepy crawling things that you study in entomology. What are general trends? I seem to see fewer birds out there as well, but I'm seeing homeless no mosquitoes. What about the trends in bugs and insects that we're seeing here in the state of Wisconsin, just in general?
Well, I think not only in Wisconsin, but throughout the world, entomologists are very concerned about a global decline in the biomass of insects in many habitats. And a lot of that seems to be due to human activities, like I mentioned, the use of insecticides and also habitat degradation and habitat loss. And so we're seeing smaller insect populations around the world. And of course, insects are vital food for all sorts of, you know, fish, birds, mammals that we care about. And they really kind of run ecosystems. And so there being fewer insects really is fundamentally a problem and something to be concerned about. And I'll talk about an anecdote here. I'm old enough to remember, you know, back in the 1970s when I was a kid driving around, you would get a lot of insects on the grill of your car. And cleaning off that grill was something that happened a lot during the summertime. That just doesn't seem to be an issue anymore. And I think there are, in fact, a lot fewer insects in Wisconsin in this decade than there were in the decades of the 70s and 80s. So that is definitely something that concerns me.
That's a good point. You're right. My car grill doesn't get as dirty as it used to. Mike, I want to thank you for being with us on WBEV today. Mike Draney from UW Green Bay has been my guest. You've updated our listeners about some insects, cicadas, ticks, mosquitoes, and spiders, and you've maybe saved the lives of a couple of spiders in my house as well. So good work this morning.
All right. Thanks so much. And look out for ticks. That's actually something to worry about. Ticks are something to worry about, spiders, and not so much.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mike. Pleasure speaking with you. Again, that was Mike Draney this morning on WBEV's Party Line.